It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Shane Mast back in with us again. Good morning. What's going on in the real estate market this week?
It's still busy, still doing good despite the Christmas season.
And are there times of the year when it tends to be busier overall?
Yeah, this is generally the lowest part of the year, but the last couple of years, load is still pretty high.
So for people that are looking at real estate right now, what kind of activity are you seeing around the area?
It's still low time on market. Prices are still increasing anywhere from 1.5% to 3% per month, depending on where you live and what neighborhood in the Roseburg area. And actually, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was directly to sellers. What do you do when you live in your home, but you want to buy another one, but you don't want to be homeless?
Yeah, that's always the question about what happens if my home sells too quick and I don't have the next one picked out. So how do you navigate all that?
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, you want an agent that has some ideas and strategies for getting that done. There's several different ways to do that. And I hear it weekly. Somebody says, I do want to buy a house, but I can't sell my house because I haven't picked my other house out yet. The inventory is so low and it is difficult to find. So there's a few ways you can do it. The first and probably easiest way, if you have a lot of equity in your home, is to do what's called a bridge loan. So you can get a loan on a new house using your house that you have as equity. You can buy the new house and then you have 6 months to sell your home. And there is an interest-only payment on that bridge loan. That's one option. Another option, which we do most often at Oregon Life Homes, is we will make your house, the sale of your house, contingent upon you finding a replacement property. So you can actually go and put your house on the market, market it just like a normal house, have buyers come in. All buyers are informed that this seller needs to find another house. So we would negotiate price, terms, and all that up front. And then once we're under contract, the house shows us pending, and then we go find a house for that seller.
Which means that for some people wanting to buy your house, if they're in a big hurry, that may change exactly who ends up buying it.
It does, yeah. It would depend on somebody that's maybe in a rental situation month to month. If that's the buyer, then they can give their notice one to their landlord once the seller has found their replacement property, and then we will just close them simultaneously on the same day.
So do you find that it gets a little tricky sometimes for some folks when they're trying to figure out, you know, they want to go through what you just said, they want a different place, and maybe they look around, maybe they have some ideas, but until you know exactly where you want to go, it's a little bit of a place where you need some help.
Absolutely, a good real estate agent definitely can help you out, show you the different areas. Usually people kind of have a pretty good idea of what they want and where they want to be. But with our low inventory, what they really want isn't out there yet. So an agent would put all that criteria, you know, into a search and find the property that they want. And a lot of times the other way to do it is to write an offer contingent on the sale of your house, like we mentioned, is the most common way to do it. But there's another way to do it. You can also buy another home as a second home or as a vacation home if it's not in the same close to the house you're at. You do have to put a little bit more money down to do that. But if somebody does have enough for a large, say, 20% down payment, they can buy their other home as a second home and then take their time and sell their home, their primary residence.
And if they're thinking about selling their home in the near future, what kinds of things should they be doing to get it ready?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing, they need to talk to a real estate agent because a real estate agent's going to know what people are looking for right now. But decluttering is number one. You want to make sure that every room doesn't have anything in it that doesn't contribute to the function of the room. So, for example, a bedroom should have a bed, maybe a couple nightstands and a couple dressers, but it shouldn't have four filing cabinets. We'd want to get those out of there.
And people like to have their homes very personalized, but that doesn't always translate when somebody's looking at it, wondering if it's going to be their home next.
Yeah, and there's two schools of thought on that. A lot of people think you shouldn't have family pictures, and that's kind of the old school thought, because people want to imagine themselves in there. But I disagree with that. I think that homey and family oriented is gonna sell it for some buyers because that's exactly what they're looking for, is a home for their family. Now, there could be some distracting art or different types of pictures that you don't want up. But again, your real estate agent, and depending on what neighborhood and what kind of buyer you're looking for, is how you decide to stage the home. You first choose who is going to be my buyer, and then you market all the way from staging to social media ads to print ads. Whatever you're doing is to market to that buyer.
And that's things that you can help people with at Oregon Life.
Absolutely.
And for instance, if you have like a great collection of magazines that are all piled up in the corner, that probably needs to go.
Yeah, any type of clutter is just distracting. And just like any human emotion, when your first impression is really difficult to change. So when somebody, curb appeal, we talk about that a lot. When you pull up, we don't want to see weeds and blackberries very easy. And of course, your agent can also help you get people to take care of that for you. But then when you walk in the door, that's your biggest first, even more important than curb appeal. Curb appeal gets them in the door, but once they're in the door, we want that first impression to be a great one of your house. Because if they have a great first impression, then that's also hard to change. If you have a not so great first impression, a lot of showings end is when you open the door if the house isn't properly staged.
And even something like a smell left over from breakfast.
Yes, please don't cook crab the night before a showing.
I imagine there's a lot of factors that go into figuring this out, and that's what you have a lot of agents working with you.
Yeah, we're up to 52 now. We cover the entire Oregon coast, Lane County, Douglas County. Of course, Douglas County is our home, our hub, and where the majority of our 52 agents are. We're also in down in Medford and Grants Pass now, and we just got our first Grants Pass agent.
So that means if people are in this area, but maybe they're thinking about relocating one of those places, you can really help them at both ends.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can work together, which we do in every transaction, whether it's with, you know, another agent from another company that's on the other side, meaning they have the seller, we have the buyer, or vice versa. It's really important for those agents to work together. But yeah, much easier when we're in the same office and going to the same meetings and trainings three times a week.
So if people want to find out more, how do they connect with you guys?
We are on Garden Valley, 316 Northwest Garden Valley, right across from Kentucky Fried Chicken, or you can look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, the Douglas County Real Estate Update. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
8:58 on the Morning Report.